Good morning, sunshine, and welcome back for another episode of Shine Buzz Daily, where it's all about taking inspired action and raising your vibration to create the life that you want after a toxic relationship. If you were here yesterday, then you saw some drama that happened right here at my house. And while I can honestly tell you that that was a very unexpected situation, you know that I got through it and everything was fine. So yeah, something kind of crazy and unexpected happened. And as I was streaming and sharing the content with you that I had for you yesterday, my ceiling literally started to fall down around me. And I did stick it out till the end of the content for the most part, but as I was about to jump into the chat, one last tile fell down, and well, I kind of needed to end this session just to make sure that there was no catastrophe and having all the ceiling falling down on me completely. Well, just so you know, this happened because of an unfortunate plumbing issue in our upstairs bathroom. We had a situation where, which is right above my studio, we had a situation where one of the hot water pipes was leaking. And it was no good, but it's being handled now. And just so you know, I was not hurt at all. There was no physical danger. Everything is fine. I was just a little freaked out for a minute. So, but on the plus side, this unexpected event that happened, it gave me an opportunity because I have something kind of important that I can share with you as a result of that, right? Because what it all comes down to is this could happen to any of us. Sometimes things don't go as planned. And every now and then the sky kind of falls down on you or feels like it does, right? So the bottom line is everyone has hard times and challenges and difficulties, and unexpected stuff happens to all of us. And we feel overwhelmed. Life in general can feel difficult. And I think everyone could acknowledge that setbacks are common. But sometimes this comes from a big unexpected incident like the ceiling falling in or something worse. But more often, if we're being honest, a lot of it comes from a whole bunch of little things kind of all piling up together most of the time. And the good news is that we all have a choice about how we choose to feel and choose to have our attitude, you know, shine. I don't know. And whatever attitude we're bringing into our day, whatever way we choose to feel, whatever actions we take, those are our choices. We don't always have a choice. Obviously, it was not my choice to have the ceiling fall in, but I had options. I could freak out and curl up in a fetal position on the floor and cry, but I didn't. I managed. I handled it. It was fine. The bottom line is that we have to develop a certain type of optimism and resourcefulness. Plus, we have to be persistent in when we are facing adversity, because constant change is an unfortunate or fortunate, however you want to look at it, just part of life, right? Unfortunately, a lot of us tend to fall victim to depression when stuff like this happens, or we develop that learned helplessness thing. We tell ourselves, oh, nothing I can do is going to make any difference, so why do I even bother to try, stuff like that. But when we control our attitudes and our habits and we choose to intentionally manage our vibration, then we can really alter our lives in positive ways and influence other people in good ways if we choose to, right? So I'm going to share with you 13 tips really quickly. Don't worry, it's not going to take too long, to really take back our own optimism, our own ability to stay positive and continue on, even when we go through any sort of disaster or setback or negative situation, we can bounce back. All right. So just for those of you who are new around here, what I'm going to do is I have about 10 to 15 minutes of content for you. And then we're going to jump after we read the cards, we're going to jump right into our chat and I'll be hanging out with you for about 30 to 45 more minutes, talking with you, answering your questions, assuming the ceiling doesn't fall in again. I'm just kidding, because it's going to be fine. All right. And on a side note, one of the things that I see happen a lot, some people don't watch my channel because they think I'm too happy and too, you know, silly. And even though I do take seriously the serious things, some survivors find my smiles and my laughs off-putting. But you know what? I spent a lot of years being unhappy, and so I choose to be happy today, even when the ceiling falls in. Sorry. All right. So number one, perspective, my friend. Nurture perspective and appreciation for the healing power of time, right? So one of Abraham Lincoln's favorite quotes and one of my favorite quotes sometimes is "This too shall pass," right? Because whatever happens, happens. But we tend to think that our reactions will stay with us forever. Those feelings, those negative feelings will stay with us forever. And we also tend to feel really, really good when we do recover from traumas with unexpected speeds. So what does that tell you? Don't underestimate your own power here. You can, if you choose to, actively work toward recuperation and letting go and healing from emotional trauma. That is difficult. And when we're talking about what we've gone through, maybe it's even harder. It's certainly harder than the ceiling falling in, right? But it's still, we have the ability, if we choose to go ahead and intentionally heal, intentionally manage our vibration. None of us are ever going to forget, for example, what happened on September 11th, 2001. None of us are ever going to forget Hurricane Katrina and the horror that we felt when we looked at these things. Some of us were involved, some of us were just watching from afar. Either way, I think the whole country was just gripped in horror in both of those situations. But now, as we look back, you know, certainly we still remember how we felt, but we also see it from a different kind of perspective, something maybe a little calmer, something that time is the only thing that could provide such perspective. Does that make sense? So just think about it from that, from the idea that, you know, how is this going to affect me in 10 years or 10 minutes or whatever, you know? Number two, dispute your own catastrophic thoughts by looking at your fears versus the facts, all right? So we know that optimism can be learned. It's not something we're all born with, but we can learn it. We recognize that people often have catastrophic thoughts and feelings that, oh my gosh, everything is wrong. Nothing's going to change. Everything's terrible. We see this every day in the news. We see this all over YouTube. We see this everywhere. And if you think of these thoughts, when you have them, as though they're being sort of said by some sort of an enemy, some external enemy whose mission in life is just to make you miserable, and then you dispute those thoughts, imagine how that looks. And we all know who that external enemy might be, don't we? Yeah. Try, when you're going through something like this, this has actually helped me through recovery from narcissistic abuse as well, is looking at it from like a scientist, I always say. You know, look at it from a cold, impersonal, fact-based reality, right? So, for example, with narcissists and the toxic relationships we go through, when I recognized, okay, this is gaslighting, this is, you know, projection, when I was able to look at the narcissist and label the behaviors and you know, recognize that, wow, this is like textbook, they all act like this, that was a huge game changer for me. And it really helped me to sort of pull my emotions back and be able to focus on the facts. And the facts were that this was a playbook. It seemed like they were using a playbook against me as opposed to actually being a human and having individual thoughts and feelings. And I recognize that that isn't exactly what it was, but it is awfully interesting when you see so many parallels between the relationships that we have had with our individual narcissists in our lifetimes. So another example, if you struggle with the fear of flying, you can note that, you know what, the National Safety Council, of all things, reports that you're 37 times more likely to die mile for mile in a vehicle crash than a commercial airline. I mean, that's something, right? Because, right, okay. Number three, avoid victim thinking. And instead, look at yourself as a survivor / thriver. Because I like to say thriver is the next level. And a lot of us are next leveling at this point, right? As long as you are alive, you always have options. And so as a survivor, as a thriver, make the best of those options. Because the fact is that living in victim mode keeps you stuck. It keeps you worrying about the options you don't have. It keeps you feeling helpless and like you are unable to affect your own your own situation. And the fact is, we can affect our own situation if we choose to. There's never nothing we can do. There's always something. And the only question is whether a given action is going to work, and if committed action is worth the effort, the investment of time required to make it happen. But as a survivor and a thriver, I want you to keep making choices one at a time, one day at a time, 1 minute at a time. Number four, control what you can. Don't try to control what you can't. So the fact is that we know that security isn't a fact. It's a feeling. We feel secure or we don't. But it still allows us to control what we can and control ourselves, control what we can do. So you're not going to control every event that happens around you. It's not possible. But you're controlling your own response to those things, as I kind of mentioned. You're not going to control every card that gets dealt to you in life, like I certainly can't control the ceiling falling in on me. But you can learn how to play even a bad hand really well, if we're talking about card metaphors. So something that was mentioned the other day, and I couldn't recall the words to it, is the Serenity Prayer. I think it was yesterday, actually, and I was not very serene in the moment, I gotta be honest. But the Serenity Prayer goes, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And whether you're a religious person or not, that prayer is pretty powerful, if we're being honest. So my point is, definitely change what you can, but do not focus on what you cannot change, because it's a waste of your energy and your time. And that has to do with both your physical actions as well as your mental thoughts, the things going through your head. I learned that the hard way, that focusing on things that I can't control is only going to drive me insane. And when I recognized the power of not focusing on things I can't control, and what a huge relief that was to my body and my mind, woo, you guys. Anyway, number five, move from analysis paralysis into action. So make sure that you are thinking about, you know, how do I take advantage of every opportunity? How do I have a sense of adventure in my, you know, mundane life? Maybe I'm the only one with a mundane life, but the point is, if you don't act, it doesn't prevent you from failing, but it does sort of turn your life into sort of a slow march toward the inevitable. You know what I mean? Yogi Berra said, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. So the point is, you know, switch it up sometimes, try something different, take a little risk here and there, and recognize that you're really only failing when you stop trying. Number six, master the strategic skills you need to invent the future. Okay? That sounds big, right? What it comes down to basically is that as someone who stops learning, you sort of become the old dog who doesn't learn new tricks, right? And age is just in your head. I mean, I can sit here and tell you that, but I'm also going to tell you, you know, I don't feel as young as I once did. But I also know that when I sit and focus on, I'm so old, I'm this and that, I feel old. But when I focus on, you know, I'm healthy and whatever, I feel better. So my point is, never stop learning. Spend a little percentage of your time learning new things every day. And if you're talking about, like, say you want to switch jobs because you're hating your job, you're bored in your job, well, you know, maybe raise that amount from 5% of your time to 10% of your time learning something new. Search for what it is that you enjoy, what you have the gifts to do in your life, because I find that bouncing back, feeling optimistic, feeling excited about my life is so much easier because I have a job, or I should say a business. I'm my own boss, but I have something that gives me passion. It I'm really passionate about helping you and sharing this information. I just found a giant scrunchie on my arm. That was weird. Sharing this information with you and going through all of this stuff, hearing back from you that I've helped you in some way, it means the world to me. And it gives me a certain amount of fulfillment creating this stuff for you and talking with some of you on the phone and doing all the stuff. And it also gives me a certain amount of energy that, I don't know where it comes from, y'all. It's divinely inspired, I guess. My point is that if you can find, whether it's work-related or otherwise, find something that makes you feel excited and passionate about your life, and that's really going to help you in the bounce back department, you know? All right, number seven, manage your motivation by catching yourself being effective. So really, just we're harder on ourselves than we are on anybody else, right? At least I am. And so instead of just being like, well, that's just what I do, and taking yourself for granted, love yourself in the same way that you love someone else. Like anyone that you care about unconditionally. It could be your child, it could be your brother, your sister, your friend, whatever. Someone who means something to you. Think about that. And I talk about this all the time. You know, when you're talking to yourself, talk to yourself in a way that you would talk to someone else that you love, because we forget to talk to ourselves with compassion and kindness, right? So if you're not catching yourself doing the right thing, being effective, that might be because you are already sort of winning at life and you don't even notice because you don't pay attention to what you're doing. So ask yourself every single day, what did I do today that made a difference? Right? My cats scare me sometimes. They make all this noise out there. Anyway, next up, use your calendar, or use your bullet journal or any notebook and write down at least one success that you have every single day. It could be as small as, you know, I didn't freak out when the ceiling fell in too much. Or it could be bigger, you know, pick, it could just simply be that, you know, I looked people in the eyes when I went to the grocery store today, whatever. Any tiny success or big success, write it down at least one a day. Number eight, look at mistakes as a way to, to learn a lesson on the way to success, right? Whether success means professionally or personally. Recognize that, you ever see that movie Speed, where they're in the train and the train can't stop? Is it a train or is it a bus? I think it's a bus. The brakes don't work and they have to stay above a certain speed or else the thing will blow up or whatever, right? So if you, okay, well, minus the blow up part, if you look at life as that bus where there's no brakes, and if you spend too much time looking in the rearview mirror, you might run into a tree or something. The point is, there's a reason that the rearview mirror is smaller than the front windshield, and that's because, and this is metaphorically speaking, but by using self-criticism as a way to sort of correct the course, and by using it as, when it's productive, using it as feedback toward your next level of life or success or whatever, that's pretty powerful. But if you're criticizing yourself unfairly, that's not going to help. So my point is, identify what happened that didn't go right, but instead of, oh no, I can't fix this and everything's terrible, you know, put your focus on the future. What am I going to do next? How am I going to rectify this issue? You know, what am I going to do next time this happens? So, for example, with the ceiling thing, how am I going to rectify this issue? Well, I called some people to come over and fix it. Simple. You know what I mean? Not as difficult as I initially thought it might be. Just sometimes just taking the simple steps that you need to take to resolve stuff makes a huge difference. Okay, number nine. Reframe your difficulties and reframe your downturns and turn them into, like I said, opportunities for growth, right? When we're being optimistic, we persevere even when stuff doesn't go our way, even when we have obstacles and negative outcomes along the way. We stick to our guns, we stick to our game, we stay focused. We look at failures as temporary setbacks. We look at crises as temporary setbacks. We don't look at them as like our whole life is about to be over because the roof fell in or whatever, the ceiling fell in. So what we think when things go wrong does determine whether or not we get busy overcoming the problem or we stay stuck and we overthink it and overstress about it, right? If we're going to win, we have to say stuff to ourselves like, I'm going to figure out how to be successful one way or the other. I will do this. This will happen. Everything's going to be okay. Or we could be a victim and we could think to ourselves, never going to happen, not going to make it, not going to succeed, I'm terrible, I'm worthless, blah, 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 blah. Why stay stuck in that? We've had enough of that, have we not? Number 10, build an expectation of success. And you can do this through working hard. You can do this through, you know, constructive, inspired action. Instead of worrying and stressing about things you can't control, analyze the situation. What can I handle? What can I control? What do I have no control over? The things you have no control over, push those over there. That's not your problem. But if you can affect the situation, if there are actions you can take to make stuff happen, take those actions and then put them over there because you're done. Once you've done what you can do, you cannot dwell any longer on that issue. Does that make sense? Okay. So always be looking for the silver lining. Recognize that if we go through a crisis, and again, this I wouldn't really consider a major crisis. This roof thing, the ceiling thing that happened, it's not the roof, it's the ceiling. But major crises like ending a relationship with a toxic person who we've spent a large percentage of our life with, well, that can be an amazing thing if we let it be. It can be a time to reinvent ourselves. It can be a time to just really take our lives and create what we want in some really amazing ways. It can be fun if you let it. I'm telling you, I know it feels painful sometimes, but when you get past that hard, really, really hard part, now you're in the fun part and you actually get to make changes that are real and effective and your choice. And that's something that a lot of us maybe never have experienced before, right? By the way, do you have your coffee? Number 11, relationships, healthy ones, are critical when we're dealing with stress and crisis, okay? So we have to look at who we can accept support from, whether it's just emotional support or more. We don't have to go it alone, even if we feel alone in the world. That's why I have the Spanily, our support group system that we have. We have all kinds of different groups. We have groups that are focused on co-parenting with a narcissist. We have groups that are focused on, you know, adult child of narcissism, narcissist healing. We have the main Spanily, which is all the people who have gone through the toxic relationships and are still struggling to get out of them. We have the new Shine Buzz Daily group, which is all positive all the time. We have the Queen Being Bees, which are all about bees, B-E-E, which stands for boldly evolving empaths. So those who are past the discover and understand phase, they're in the overcoming phase, they're going to the next level, ready to evolve. You know, and we have a book club, all these things. And you can find all this at queenbeing.com/group-support or queenbeing.com/span, S-P-A-N, free. There is also an off Facebook group, and there's also small group coaching, which gives you a lot of other benefits. So lots of things to think about. My point is, there's support. And that's just what I can offer you. You know, look around in your daily life. You might have a supportive friend, a supportive neighbor, sister, whatever, someone who's on your side. You know, don't just curl up into a ball and give up. Reach out for support, even if it's just emotional support. The hard part about our life sometimes is that the people that we most want to spend time with are the people that we generally have to schedule to spend time with. But, you know, and then of course, as we have probably all experienced, the people who we least want to spend time with sometimes find us everywhere we go, or they live with us, or they previously lived with us. Either way, do your best to spend time with people who are positive, optimistic, resourceful, not negative. I'm going to share with you a Mark Twain quote here, okay? He said, "Keep away from people who try to belittle your ambitions. Small people always do that." He said, "But the really great people make you feel that you too can become great." I mean, what that comes down to is that the company you keep can bring you up or bring you down. So pick your friends wisely, pick your associates wisely. I can't remember who said this one, but there's another quote that says, you are the sum total of the five people you spend the most time with. I mean, if you think about that, you gotta be really careful who you spend the most time with, right? So something to think about. Number 12, find the power of purpose and serving others. I know I talk about this a lot, but as Nietzsche once said, the one who has a why to live can bear with almost anyhow, right? So there is passion in being fully engaged in your life in a meaningful mission that is that gets you up out of bed in the morning. And then don't forget your share of random acts of kindness. Whatever it is for you, it doesn't have to be your daily work. Maybe you let people get in front of you in traffic, or maybe, you know, you let someone stand in front of you. I'm talking about lines a lot. Stand in front of you in line at the grocery store because they only have one item and you have a whole cart full. I do that all the time. Another thing I do is I overtip delivery people or waitresses and waiters and stuff like that, because I figure maybe I can make their day, or maybe this will be exactly what they need to, you know, do some, pay their rent. I don't know what people do, but I try to just pay forward anything I can. And I try to do random acts of kindness when I can. Sometimes a random act of kindness is as simple as telling someone, hey, I really like your top, or, you know, that's a great lipstick, or whatever. You know, notice something about someone and compliment them. You might be giving them something they haven't had in years, a compliment, you know, little things. You make a difference for yourself when you make a difference for other people in bigger ways sometimes. I think that we would all agree that, you know, having a certain amount of faith in ourselves, in our lives, in the universe, maybe God, whatever you're tuned into, having values, having ethics, integrity, I think those things are coming back. At least I want to see them come back. I think that people who focus on those things tend to live not in fear, but in faith, and they find peace in ways that not everyone does. And I think that is a beautiful thing, and I think we should all strive toward that. You know, core values are important for directing our choices. So recognizing our core values is also really important. What do we really think and believe? Knowing those things becomes an anchor when let's say we're in a boat, we're in the rough seas, the lighthouse up ahead, that's our core values, right? So if we are moving forward toward living a positive life, living a life that makes us feel like we're on the right track, having principles, even in uncertain times, being able to, you know, feel like, okay, you know what, I'm on the right track, I'm doing things that feel good to me, I'm not doing things that make me feel bad about myself, feeling like we have a certain amount of honor, it's a gift. It is. Number 13. Use your strength, use your sense of humor to regain perspective. Laugh about it, y'all. I mean, I know that this feels unnatural next to recovery from narcissistic abuse. But that is why I do things the way I do things. I do laugh sometimes, mostly not inappropriately, but occasionally. But mostly, being able to laugh just gives you a certain freedom. And it feels good, and it gets your endorphins going, and on another note, it activates your, it helps add tone to your polyvagal nerve, you know, because one of the ways to tone, you know, add tone to your polyvagal nerve is to gargle, sing, hum, you know, make noise with your throat, basically, laughing, ha ha ha, can't hurt. So don't go through your life, you know, with a poker face or with a negative face. Recognize that humor gives you perspective, and it helps to break the cycles of stress. You know, you ever hear, tension breaker had to be done? Yeah, well, that tension breaker can really help, and it gives you a more positive attitude. It's also a nice pattern interrupt sometimes, so something to think about. So if you know that someday you'll be able to look back at this and laugh, maybe you laugh sooner. Hell, it might help. And I'm not minimizing the pain, and I'm not minimizing the struggle of survivors. I have been there. And I have struggled myself. But sometimes just being able to step away from it mentally for a minute and give myself a good laugh helps. And if not, gosh, go watch a funny movie, if nothing else. Just, it's so healing and therapeutic to laugh. Take your job seriously, take your life seriously, but take yourself lightly. Do you know what I mean? Don't take yourself overly serious. And don't forget, this is funny, some days you're the bug and other days you're the windshield. You know what I'm saying? So that is a perspective that is sometimes worth remembering when times get hard. You know, just give yourself time to laugh. Last point of the day, make sure that you experience the power of gratitude. Unrealistic expectations, you know, not being grateful for what you have and just wanting more stuff that you don't have, that's just the road. You're on the road to disappointment, you know, until we can find, I think it's Oprah who said, be grateful for what you have and you'll always have enough. But if you want for what you don't have, you'll never have enough. I don't think I said it right, but that's the gist of it. Bottom line, hope for more, hope for the best things in life, but don't be thrown when stuff comes your way that maybe is less than or something you didn't want or expect, just keep going forward. It's all about how you react. Start counting your blessings and study your problems. Choose to be happy unless something happens to change that feeling. And if it does, you know, you manage. But instead of just being unhappy until something makes you happy, you see what I'm saying? It's a shift in perspective. A lot of people are just like waiting to be made happy. But if you choose to be happy along the way, and yeah, if something happens to make you unhappy, don't just pretend you're happy. Deal with that thing and manage it and handle it. And then find your way back to happy, right? But if your resting mode is by choice happiness, then you're just going to be happier overall. So you can end each day or begin each day or both. I like to say both. By thinking of 10 things you're grateful for and 3 things you love about yourself. And I throw on the 3 things you love about yourself because as survivors, sometimes we need to remember that there are good things about ourselves. But the 10 things you're grateful for is really important because even when you're vibrating the gratitude vibration, boom, more good things to be grateful for are coming toward you with sometimes inspired action. So, question of the day, how do you handle unexpected setbacks? Things that you don't expect to happen. Share your thoughts, ideas, experiences in the chat or the comments below if you're watching on the replay. And let's just read the cards really quick, and then we will be on our way to our daily hangout really quick. All right, so here we go. Hello, everybody. Today we are starting with, as usual, our dialectical behavior therapy skills deck. And this, as always, will be linked in the description down below after this goes live, but you don't need to buy it because I'm sharing all the cards with you and have been since this show started. And today we are on card number 39. So I will be purchasing another deck soon because I guess this goes up to 52 and I need to hurry up and get it in stock. All right. Anyway, this one is an emotional regulation skill and it says use problem solving. This is perfect. Grab your pen, by the way, because you're going to want to write this down. It's your assignment for today. Use the ABCs of problem solving. Alternatives, A. Best ideas, B. And commitment, C. First, brainstorm alternative responses to your problematic thoughts and behaviors. This is fun. Second, evaluate your list and choose the best ideas. And third, identify the time and place to commit to trying your new response. Pick a problem and try this problem solving today. You guys, this is a really perfect one for today. It's so funny because these I just do in order and I never look at them before I plan my content. And I think it's really cool that sometimes, often, it tends to kind of match up with whatever I'm talking about, right? All right, anyway, one of those things. And then our affirmation for today comes from the Gabrielle Bernstein Super Attractor deck. Same deal as the other cards, be linked in the description after this goes live or after it's reposted. But you don't need to buy it because I'm sharing all of them with you. These I draw randomly every day. And I think this one might also kind of fit for today. It's a really pretty card. I don't know if you can see that. It says, write this down. This is your affirmation for today. It says, I am patient. I am patient, knowing that whatever is the highest... Let me start over. I am patient, knowing that whatever is of the highest good is coming to me. I am patient, knowing that whatever is of the highest good is coming to me. That's a good one, right? All right. Now I'm going to jump in the chat and talk to all of y'all. Thank you for sticking with me. I know that content was a little longer than usual. I apologize for that. And let's just get her done. All right. Hello, P. Fog Sanders. That's a great name. Grace, yes, ma'am. I am safe. Thank you. Andrea Saunders. Welcome back, Andrea. How are you? Or wait, is it Andrea? Remind me. Numia, yes, I'm okay. I'm so sorry, you guys. I didn't mean to scare you yesterday. It was really scary, but I didn't mean to leave you hanging that long. I apologize for that. Martha, hello. Thank you. Numia Thriver, hello. Thank you. Thank you. Beth, yes, I'm okay. I'm so sorry for scaring you guys. I really didn't mean to do that. I feel terrible. Yes, what's for tea? I am good. Thank you, Tina. I appreciate you, my friend. And welcome back. Suzanne, hello, hello. What's for tea says I handle it very well. Thank you. I was not sure that was the case. Jillian. Hey, Jillian. Thank you for being here and thank you for saying I'm gorgeous. Big hugs and love to you, my friend. Representing the mod squad. Gina, just figured out how to chat. Well, Gina, I am happy to hear that. Welcome back. Shred Squad in the house says, this is ironic. It was a very bad night last night for me. Oh, I'm so sorry. Is it helpful, the content? Trisha says, I need to hear this. Perfect timing. That's awesome. Thank you, Trisha. Sometimes that happens. C'est la vie says, what's for tea? Caden, hello, Caden. Welcome back. Caden says, yeah, I had depression and gender dysphoria and maladaptive coping mechanisms during my predicted last class of uni. I failed it and didn't graduate, retook it after top surgery online, and aced it. Well, that is something. You know, that is exactly what you do. You keep going, and good for you for acing it. That's awesome. Travis says, you're an amazing person. You always do a great job. Love you and your channel. Thank you, Travis. Big hugs and love to you, too. Thank you. EA, hello and welcome. Gina says, yeah, I liken it to standing at the shore, waves hitting you, some cut at your knees, some barely move us. We stay the same, we stay strong. I love that, Gina. She said, life is going to unfold some things a little easier than others. Ain't that the truth? Yes, indeed. Kim says, Gina, I could never get in on these live chats. I can't see or hear the feed. Oh, I hope you got your feed now, Kim. Welcome. Martha says, I like that, taking back our optimism and positivity. Yes, indeed. Bonnie, I'm so sorry about that, and welcome back. Welcome back, and thanks for representing the mod squad. Grace says, I watch your channel because of your wisdom and silliness. And your silliness. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Sometimes I just feel like, you know, we've spent a lot of time being unhappy. Why continue that? Like, let's be happy now. Okay, moving on. Rapunzel says, I love your smiles and your lipstick is always amazing. Thank you. I do love some lipstick. Okay. Pam says, I appreciate the message today. Thank you, Pam. Grace says, yep, lipstick is fire every time. Right on. Thank you. We all got to have something, I guess. Jillian says, too happy? Me too. I get people who think I'm fake. Same. She said, no, it turns out I'm just really happy not to be abused. Color me silly, but right. I know, girl. I know. Yes, Martha, choice is something lovely to have back, and that is something that I think we can all acknowledge. When you're with a narcissist and you're in any way controlled by a narcissist, you don't have your own choice in varying degrees. We have some people who are completely controlled. We have other people who are controlled by more passive tactics, you know, the more covert stuff. But either way, you know, they control us in different ways. Hey, Funky Friday, welcome, cool name. Yes, Jillian agrees. Hey, Chris, welcome. Jen Archer in the house, also representing the mod squad. Hey, Jen. Welcome back, Jen. Thank you for being here. Hey, Chrissy. Sarah Survivor says, I struggle with catastrophic thinking. I was always waiting for the other shoe to drop. And even though I'm healing, I still feel like I'm waiting for the bad to hit. This is important, Sarah. This is an important time for you to really rethink that. I think a lot of us go through that, and I know people in my own life who struggle with this sort of catastrophic thinking thing. Always like, oh, everything's about to bad, everything terrible is about to happen. And unfortunately, when people think that way, they often live that way, and they find that bad thing after bad thing happens. And here you have an opportunity to change that for yourself, and I hope that you're able to start moving in that direction. And whatever you do, don't beat yourself up about it. Just stay focused on what you can control and not what you can't. Bonnie says, yeah, in regard to looking at things like a scientist, looking at things from the perspective of, the facts versus the emotions. She said, yeah, learn the terms of narcissistic behaviors. Absolutely. It gives you a way to protect yourself. And that's the truth. Mm-hmm. Okay. Chrissy says, do not be discouraged. You are free from your narcissist and you can be your best self every day. Yes, girl. Yes. Richard, member in the house. Hello, Richard. Thank you for coming back today. Said, Sarah, I do that too, especially. I'm working on it, but it's hard, especially in relationships. Totally get that. I mean, who could blame us for being a little gun shy in relationships, right? But recognizing it is the first step to changing it. So keep that in mind. Caden says, those stats never really helped me because I have more of a fear of driving than flying. Oh, my stars. 24 and now just now getting my license. That's okay. That happens. Caden, and like you said, Caden adds, part of that is due to other issues. But either way, don't beat yourself up about it. Mo Cowboy in the house, longtime member. Thank you, sir. Welcome back. Chrissy says, I have that prayer on my wall. Right on, the Serenity Prayer. That's a really popular one, and it really does have Yeah. Rapunzel says, the wisdom to know the difference is my biggest problem, girl. I get it. Trust me. Yes, I get it. I get it. But, you know, that's why the prayer, I guess. I think just changing your perspective and recognizing, taking the time to what can I change, what can I not change? I mean, you can paint a brick wall, but you can't really change it outside of that. You know what I'm saying? And even if you paint it, it's not as pretty as it once was. I'm going to stop. Okay. Let's see here. Martha says, yeah, the serenity prayer. Chrissy says, the courage to change the things I can. Going on 3 months, no contact. There you go. There you go. Jillian says, Angie, sorry about the heating, the ceiling. When my water heater blew, it led to a wave of home improvement, got me a new kitchen. All right, girl. I think I saw pictures of that on Facebook. Yes, I totally get that. Yeah, Jen, same. Same. Chris is like, yes, on the serenity prayer. Chrissy says, thanks to Bonnie. Ms. Fantastic, welcome, awesome name, says, how long does it take to get that to that point of controlling things I can't? Well, you know, it's a choice. For me, it was almost an instant change when I recognized that by focusing on things I can't control, I'm just driving myself crazy. And so I started to really evaluate every situation. Well, what can I do to affect this issue? And then I would figure that out. And what do I not have control over? I'd figure that out. And as hard as it was, I would force myself to not focus on those things I couldn't control. I can't control other people. I can't control what other people are going to do. But I certainly can't control myself and what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's an ongoing evaluation of your life all the time, I guess. But really, whenever anything happens, take the time to look and really honestly tell yourself, you know, okay, well, I can take action A, B, and C, but can't do anything about those things over there. So again, shove those things over. Take the action you can and then shove that stuff over. Because once you've done what you can do, continuing to spend energy and stress and worry and make yourself sick over something, it's pointless. It just makes you sick. And I know it sounds oversimplified, but that was like a huge wake up for me when I realized that by dwelling on things and stressing over things I had no control over, I was killing myself. That's not something any of us wants to go through, you know, and we shouldn't have to. So that's important. So I guess it just depends on you, Ms. Fantastic. Martha says, congrats to Chrissy on her no contact. Hands up for Chrissy. And surrender. I love that, Martha. That's true. Surrender. Yeah, go with the flow. Richard says he is brutal on himself, and I totally get that. I have been there. And self-compassion can be hard sometimes, but it's unnecessary. It is a necessary thing. We must learn to treat ourselves with the same sort of compassion that we would treat someone else that we love unconditionally. And we must learn to love ourselves unconditionally. Do you know what I'm saying? It's important. I'm telling you. All right. Chris, I love that. Chris is taking herself out to lunch today. Okay. Hands up for you. I love that. That's self-love, self-compassion. You know? Hey, Karina, welcome back. Martha says, great topic today. Some things I needed to hear again. Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes we have overlap in our days, but you know, it's all important information that we need. Thank you. Chrissy says, yes, I am loving myself as much as I used to love my ex-narcissist. Chrissy waves, I am so proud of you. I want all of us to feel that way. And it's so much healthier to love yourself than to love someone who can't love you back. You know what I mean? And when you do love yourself enough, you stop putting up with the BS that comes with toxic people. That's what it is. You love yourself enough to put those boundaries in place that, you know what, if you step inside these boundaries, then you're out. That's, you know, you don't let people in your inner circle who don't respect your boundaries, and you only can do that when you love yourself that much. Thank you for saying that. Okay. Jen says, Chris, love that self-care, especially when it comes with lunch. I mean, everything should come with lunch, right? I'm just kidding, but that's really true. I love that. Gina says it's all a lesson. Ain't it, though? Yeah. Yep. Funky Friday says meditation really helps. Yes. And let me just add here that meditation is different for everyone. Meditation is really just about clearing your head. So for me, I find sitting like that does not clear my head. My head just goes, blah, blah, blah. But if I, yes, it does. But if I put my earbuds in and I just walk around a little bit, dance around, not gonna lie, I dance a lot, I'm terrible at it, but I still try. That changes everything for me because it does clear my head. And especially if it's music I can sing along to. And now that I know about the polyvagal theory, y'all, I will sing all the time. My children just love it so much. Okay, that's a sarcasm. They tolerate it. It's fine. Anyway, Bonnie says, self-talk is best monitored, then changed into a positive demeanor. Like a kind friend or relative, like a grandma talking to you kindly. I actually really love that, Bonnie, because some people don't get the idea of being able to talk to yourself in the same way you would talk to your child or someone else that you love unconditionally. But maybe some people would feel more like having a sweet grandma talking to you, or, you know, a nicer version of a mom if you had a mean mom, maybe you didn't, talking to you kindly. I think that's what it comes down to. For me, it was like this. When I realized if I ask myself the same question, like if I'm struggling with something and I say to myself, what if my daughter or son was coming to me with the same issue? You know, they were an adult, they were coming to me with the same issue. How would I talk to them about the issue versus how I talk to myself? And it's almost always much nicer because I love them and want them to be happy and don't want them to be hurt. And so what do I do to myself? Well, if I'm not thinking that way, then I'm treating myself like someone who's worthless and meaningless, and we shouldn't treat ourselves that way. You know, so that exercise for me was incredibly powerful in recovery when I realized that I would speak to my child differently than I would speak to myself. And I know not everybody has children, but everyone has someone or something that they love unconditionally in their life, whether it's a friend or a loved one or a child or a niece or a nephew or, you know, whatever. There's somebody. And if there isn't anybody, then imagine a person or talk to yourself like, you know, a kind friend or family member or a grandma would talk to you. Bonnie, I love that. Thank you for sharing it, my friend. Jen says to Funky Friday, yeah, I use meditation every day. Absolutely helpful. Agreed. Yep. But again, meditation is what it is for each person. Chris says to Jen, for sure, going to a lunch meetup. Oh, Chris, that's even better. I love that. Because you know what? When you go to I assume you're talking about like a meetup.com situation. And if you're not, let me know. But using sites like meetup.com to find people who have similar interests as you and who you can maybe connect with on a platonic level as opposed to romantic dating crap, which is whatever. Like, do that if you're into that, if you're ready for that. But I feel like right now, a lot of us maybe aren't ready. Some of us are. But if we're not ready for something like that, then it's still really, really important to gather, you know, a tribe around ourselves and to find people who are on the same wavelength as us. And one way to find nice people sometimes is to go to things like meetups. Not always, but it's worth a shot, you know? People with similar interests can, you know, sometimes really benefit us in our lives. So let's see here. Bonnie says to Jillian, I'm trying it myself. I call it the flip from negative talk, self-talk to positive. Hey, girl, it's good stuff. It's worth it. Yeah. Oh, I wanted to add something about that. So when I was talking about how I talk to myself like I would talk to my child, you know, then came up the reparenting thing in my head. And I recognized that growing up, I maybe didn't have the sort of support that I needed. And so and this sounds really flaky and woo-woo, but in some ways I sort of created or became my own parent in a way, like because I was able to, there's a whole exercise involved with it. I've done it with a lot of my clients, but it's, in short, basically you imagine yourself in your childhood bedroom and you imagine seeing your child self sitting there and you sort of visualize yourself going over and sitting and talking to that child and telling that child all the things that somebody should have said to you. Obviously, this doesn't change your past, but it can give you a certain crazy type of validation you didn't even know existed. And so it's something to think about. Anyway, I'm getting a little woo-woo on you. I apologize for that. Chris says, let's see. I'm having some leftover coffee from yesterday, and this Cinderella can't have coffee past noon or she can't sleep until the following night. I wish I had that problem. I am so caffeine satiated, is that the word? Oversaturated that I probably, now I drink about 2 or 3 cups a day now that I have a Keurig. I used to drink more, but I have cut back a little since I have a Keurig, so I can have a fresh cup each time. Yeah. Something about having a whole pot of coffee and being the only one in the house drinking it used to make me drink the whole pot pretty quickly, so I didn't want it to burn. But now that I don't have that, I have a little more flexibility. I don't know why I'm saying all that. Anyway, Bonnie says, wait a minute. Oh, we're all talking about meetups. Yeah. Yeah, I understand, Jen, too, with being kind of nervous about the meetups. But I'm saying, like I know one lady who had a knitting group, and I think she didn't meet him through meetup, but she's in a different country. So, but a knitting group full of highly intelligent people, which I thought was crazy, like scientists and stuff. They all just did this knitting thing as a habit, and they all kind of got together because they were a bunch of really, really smart ladies who were also into knitting. I mean, what are the odds of that? You know, it's everything's a possibility. Beer today. Hello. I'm so sorry to hear that you're struggling. EA says that is a lot of really great advice. Thank you. Thank you. Chrissy says I'm getting my personality back. That's amazing. Karina has her coffee. Right on, girl. Chrissy has tea. Okay. I can dig that. Jill says, oh my, thanks, Angie. You in this channel. Hi, Jill, by the way. Hello. Hello, Jill Virtue. You in this channel has helped me in so many ways. I am so grateful that I found you and this station when I did. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate your comment. Thank you. Martha says, I need to get back to the groups. They are very helpful, and we are very careful about moderating them and making sure that they stay safe for everyone. So I have an amazing, amazing team of moderators who and coaches who we're blessed. We're blessed as a Spanily to have them. I need to send them all a gift or something. I'm so grateful for them every single day. Okay, Richard says, I wish I could drink coffee. Aw, but it makes me gag just smelling it. I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, that's okay. Just put like your tea or your water in a coffee cup and pretend with us. Sorry about that, Richard. I love the smell of coffee. That's so sad for me to hear that you don't love it. But I understand. Everybody has different things. You know, somebody... My future sister-in-law posted a link on my wall about it being I Hate Cilantro Day the other day. I love cilantro. I was like, what? But, you know, cilantro is one of those things you either love or hate, and apparently it has something to do with the way your body's made up. I don't know. I'm not an expert on that. Uncle Meow Meow, welcome back, my friend. I love your name, as I tell you all the time. Says, Angie, I can't shake the thought of my ex-narcissist telling her girlfriend's mother and new supply how awful I was with her, while she laughs to herself about the damage she has caused me. Oh, honey, I get it. It is painful. It's hard. But what's happening here is that you're focusing on something that you can't control. Yep, she's probably talking about you. She is. And she's probably said horrible things about you that aren't true. But if you... There's not a lot you can do to change that because she's talking to her people. And they're going to believe her. And now at this point, if you were to go and say, hey, you guys should know better. You know I wouldn't treat her that way. They're going to be like, oh, she said you'd say that. You know what I'm saying? It's just not worth your energy. And so this is one of those times, Uncle Meow Meow. I can't say your name without smiling. I'm so sorry. This is one of those times when you need to pull back a little bit mentally. And you need to recognize, I can't control that situation. I'm driving myself insane over something I can't control. And so try using pattern interrupts. You do need to grieve the relationship. You do need to let the emotions happen. But if you stay stuck on this issue for too long, you're gonna drive yourself beyond crazy. And I don't mean that literally. I don't mean that like in a clinical sense or anything like that. I'm not giving any diagnosis here, but what I am saying is it will make you, you'll feel like you're about to lose it all the time. You might feel like that right now. You just said you can't shake these thoughts. So this is a really good time to use pattern interrupt, right? So one thing you can do is, you know, physically remove yourself from whatever room you're in and go into a different room and do something else. Or you can do the thing I do, have an affirmation in your head that you use whenever you feel stuck like that. Say, nope, I now cancel that thought and replace it with this affirmation of my true divine desire. And then you say something you do want or something you're grateful for, related or not to the thing that was caught in your head, right? Brushing your teeth, any sort of physical self-care, taking a shower, helpful. Splashing your face with cold water also helps with the polyvagal nerve, why do I keep calling it that? The vagus nerve, which is where the polyvagal theory comes from, where that vagus nerve gets, it's connected to your brain, your heart, and all of your major organs. And if you have gone through a lot of trauma, a lot of times that nerve loses tone, and that apparently causes us to hold trauma in our bodies. So little things like singing or humming or cold shower, cold exposure in general, meditation, all that kind of stuff helps. I've done it. I did a video on that a while back if you want to check that out. But that's what it comes down to. The more time you spend worrying about and thinking about what she's doing now, all the horrible things she's saying, the more time you spend missing her and feeling sad and whatever, that's how much longer she has power over your life. So recognize that despite who you signed up for, you ended up with this other person. And so you may need to mourn the person you signed up for. And what I mean is the person who you originally met, who she showed you and pretended to be before the, you know, the fangs came out. Does that make sense? I hope that's a little bit helpful for you. Let me know if you have any other questions on that. All right. Good morning, Angela. Welcome back. Chris says, bees, love it. I need to join up as I'm in healing mode. Perfect. Yes. Come on in, baby. Bonnie says, that's great. I heard they have meetup groups for everything under the sun. Yes. Yes, they do. Chris loves that quote. I need to keep that one in my wallet, right? I know. Bonnie says she wants to get into a prepper group. That sounds fun and weird sometimes, depending on the person. But yeah. Jen says, what's a prepper? And I'm sure Bonnie already answered you, but it's somebody who's preparing for the end of the world, as far as I know, and they have all this extra, you know, they keep certain items and stockpile them, and, you know, maybe they're the only ones who are going to make it if and when that happens. I don't know anything about that. I can't even touch on it too much, but I know a little bit about it. It's just I choose to live differently than that, because it feels like living in that way would be highly stressful all the time. Bonnie said that is so true. I heard that also. We are the sum total of the five people we spend the most time with. Thank goodness that I ditched most of the narcissists in my life. Right? Right. Mo Cowboy says, me too, Miss Bonnie, yet be cautious. Some function like cults. Indeed, they do. That's right. Chris says, keep away from those who try to belittle your ambition. Some people always... Oh, that's the quote that I said. Small people always do that, but the really great make you believe that you can too become great. That was a good quote, right? Beer Today says, belittle what you do. Wow, I experienced that one, right? I get it. Martha says, both quotes hit it directly. Yep. Bonnie says, I'm preparing for hurricanes, tornadoes, snowstorms, etc. Okay, maybe not the end of the world. But that's what I've heard. She says, most recently prepping to survive the coronavirus, a worthy hobby. Okay, I can dig that. Okay, that makes a lot more sense to me. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense to me. Chris, if you go to queenbeing.com/group-support, you'll find the link there. Bonnie says, I'm learning that there's a whole art and science. Okay, Bonnie, I'm into this now. So Bonnie, this is your new thing. This is your new hobby, right? I love that. I love it, girl. That's great. I guess preparing for things like snowstorms is something I do actually do. So that's something. And I do keep certain things in the house just in case. You never know. In fact, I don't know if this is going to be relevant if the world ends, but I recently bought myself a little extra freezer for the kitchen I'm super psyched about. Okay, I'll stop. Martha has a serious pantry. Yes, girl. Mo Cowboy says, from my community, have been dropping by this old hermit's bunker. Wait a minute. Where's the rest of that? Mo Cowboy. Okay. Oh, yeah. Some function like cults, he says. And then he says, from my community, I've been dropping by this old hermit's bunker and simply desire to know that we still have a connection. Okay, that makes sense. Jen says, I try to do random acts of kindness every day. It truly lifts your heart, and making someone else smile makes me smile too. Girl, yes, yes. We're there. Richard says, learn bushcraft. It is useful for prepping. I had no idea. I don't even know what that is, but I'm going to look into that because that's interesting information. Yes, what's for tea? Watch funny animal videos. It helps. I'm not even kidding. Look, I actually wrote about this years ago. When I first discovered LOL cats, my husband had showed me LOL cats, and there's a whole website about it. You guys can check that out later. But I literally found myself just LOLing all over the place, and I found that I felt so much happier after spending a few minutes on that website. And I thought, that's crazy. So I did an experiment where every day for like a week, I went on the website for a certain 15 minutes or whatever. I just let myself laugh at things. And how did I feel at the beginning of the week versus the end of the week? Well, I felt a lot better at the end of the week. Laughter is therapeutic. Yes. Yes. Martha likes the bug windshield thing, right on. Thanks, Bonnie, for sharing that link. Jen says, Bonnie, let me know if you do that. Tornadoes just leveled parts of Nashville, and I can say there isn't a lot of people prepared for it. Yes, indeed. Yes, Bonnie, bugger, windshield, hammer, nail, all that. Yes. Laughing does help, says Ms. Fantastic, especially if it's something about the slime ball. Never hurts. Never hurts. Oh, Cowboy Bonnie agrees. Stay away from the cultish ones. Agreed. So far, I'm just YouTubing it. Hey, I think that's great. I think that you can really, you're right, you can find out so much information. And when you're thinking about it from the perspective of preparing for actual things that might happen, that we might live through, I actually really love this idea. But, you know, I've heard others. Yeah. Okay. Chrissy says, I make jokes about it, but I disturb other people. Oh, it disturbs other people. Like, he took the dog but left the kids. Or he took the Jordans but left the Bills. That's really funny. Chrissy, I dig it. I can get it. Martha says, great list. I like the gratitude aspect. Thank you, my friend. Stacy Style, welcome back, my friend, says, I am feeling a bit down. I have been working out and haven't lost any weight and have been working out hard. I wish I could give up junk food completely. Oh, honey. I know all about that. But I will tell you this. Staying focused on what you can't control is going to make it worse. Maybe you stop weighing yourself for a week and keep doing what you're doing. And as Tanya, hello Tanya, welcome back, adds, you know, drink a lot of water. Chris is like, I'm right there with you. Yeah, it's a process. Yeah, thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. I do. I think that's great that you put the quote in there. I appreciate it very much. Bonnie says, don't worry, I won't be an extreme prepper. That's right. Yes, beer today. Thank you, Jen. I do have a video on the grieving after the relationship. Okay, Christy, thank you for being here. Ms. Fantastic says, I'm a saint. Oh, no. Okay, Dana is okay, you guys. She will be back with me next week. Yesterday, I was supposed to come back with her, but then when my ceiling fell in, we had to reschedule. And our schedules are so busy, both of us, that it seems like the only time that really works for us is usually on Tuesday at 12:30 Central Time. So we're just going to come back next week and we'll be back to normal, and I apologize for that. The week before, I'm not sure what happened. Something happened with Dana. She was unable to be there, but yeah. Okay, let's see. We're talking about reparenting. Jillian and Bonnie are like, yes, reparenting. It's real stuff. Martha says, my grandparents saved me from my narcissist mother as a child. Wow. She said, I finally saved me as an adult from the same woman. 1 year, no contact in 2 days. Good for you. Good for you. Thank you, Elle. I appreciate that so much. Thank you. Right on, Chris. Chris says she even goes to therapy groups through Meetup. I think that's great. I'm having a hard time because I lost my place in chat, so I'm actually a little over time anyway. So I'm just going to go down to where we're at here and see where we are. Yeah, Jen says, yeah, totally. I mean, Jillian says, yeah, it totally makes sense, the reparenting thing. It really does, if you think about it, because a lot of us didn't have the gift of having someone that was giving us that support. Yep, Bonnie understands where Martha's coming from. 1 year, 4 months, good. Wow, that went fast for me, Bonnie. It seems like just yesterday you were talking about that. That's amazing. Congratulations. Yeah, Bonnie says your personality and your identity starts coming back after the narc dump. It's awesome. Yeah, getting back what we lost and creating something new, because as much as I'd like to say we can be exactly who we were before, we really can't. You know, we may have had kids since then. We may have, like, gotten older, gotten different jobs. Life might have changed in other ways. We can't be exactly who we were, but we can certainly be a much better version of who we are or whoever we want to be. You know, that's the really beautiful thing about all of this. Yes, Dana's okay, Julia. Don't worry. Okay. Oh, did you guys hear my stomach growling? Let's see. Oh, thanks for stopping, Chrissy. Hello, C. Welcome back, Cindy. She says, not doomsday preparation. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I appreciate that, Bonnie. Uncle Miamia says, thank you, Angie. My heart hurts to be fooled into believing I can have such an intense love offered to me. And it was all a cruel, selfish game. Honey, my heart hurts just reading that for you. I totally get you on such a powerful level. And I know that everyone else here does as well. So maybe I can maybe just feel a little bit less alone today and recognize that even though you feel this pain, and a lot of us have felt just this kind of pain, we do grow past it. We do get over it. We are able to move forward and eventually be happy. So if you just need to deal with the pain right now. That's okay. Let it happen. But then decide when you're ready to move forward. You know, choose, sometimes an end date helps. Tell yourself, okay, I'm going to focus on grief until, you know, Friday or until a month from now, you know, depending on how long the relationship was and how intense it was. And then decide to move forward. I even do this with things that aren't relationship issues. Like when my grandfather died, I told myself I had 3 weeks to be sad about it. That doesn't mean that on the first week of, you know, on the first day of week four, I was totally fine, but I put an end date on it so that I would try to start living again at that point. And that's what I did. And that's how I survived all that stuff. You know what I mean? So something to think about. All right. Yes, Mom Cowboy says, prepping is a form of insurance. It doesn't have to be the end of the world scenario. We already did end of the world with a narcissist. Ain't that the truth? Pam says, sad today because a great leader whose message is all we can be, is we can all be great, was undermined and defeated. I don't know what you're talking about, Pam, but I'm sorry to hear that. You did hear the Tommy growl. Sorry about that. it has things to complain about. I haven't fed it yet today. Let's see here. Oh, Freedom Lee is here. Hey, girl. Hey, welcome back. I'm so happy to see you. My gosh, it's been forever. And you have the one of those, let's see. Oh, 1 year, 2 months. Ooh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate your support, my friend. Let's see here. Bonnie says, nice to see you, Freedom Lee. We go way back. Some of the originals. Yes, indeed. Giselle says, 34 years of marriage with a narcissist to be dumped 12 weeks ago is the hardest hurt ever. Oh, honey, I know. It's painful. I know it is. Just know that you're not alone. Oh, yes, laughter is oxygen for the soul. That is so, so true. Jessica says, did you see my post? I think I missed it, Jessica. Let me see if I can find it really quick. Have a question. Okay, what's your question? Tell me quick, because I gotta go. Jessica, if you can. Bonnie says, I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah, it's painful, Gazelle. And I don't know if you're Gazelle or Giselle. I'm gonna call you that. But it is painful. And I know that it doesn't feel like, I mean, your whole world has changed all of a sudden. And, you know, 12 weeks ago, and now all of a sudden you're still spinning and trying to figure it out. That's gonna take time. Don't beat yourself up about it. Okay. I don't know if I can find it at 806, Jessica. Let me see if I can. I just tried to search you, but it only showed me two things. Let me try it one more time. Okay. Let's see. Live chat, maybe? Is that the thing? I don't know if it's letting me go back that far, Jessica. Let me check here. Have a question. Did you see my post? No, I don't see that one. For whatever reason, it's not showing me. I'm so sorry. If you will maybe repost it, I'd appreciate it. Otherwise, I'm going to have to get ready to wrap up for right now. Bonnie says, as hard as it is to see now, I pray for everyone to eventually find the blessings in the betrayal. Yeah. I actually had a client, I think I've told you guys this before, but I actually had a client tell me that she was angry at me when I told her the first time that that she would eventually look back on this situation she was dealing with and recognize it was the best possible thing that could have happened to her, because she would now evolve and grow and change in really amazing ways. And she said, I was so mad at you when you said that to me. I thought, what a And she said, but then I got past it and I recognized that you were right. And now here I am, and you're right. And life is so much better. And thank you for saying that. And I'm so sorry that I didn't understand, you know, and I'm like, don't worry about that. But still, yeah. All right, let's see here. Okay, everybody. I'm so glad that you were all here with me today. I know I'm way over time, so I'm going to wrap up so that you all can go live your lives and do the things that you do. I will see you tomorrow at the usual time. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. Thanks for worrying about me, but I'm sorry that I made you worry about me yesterday. I should have been more communicative. I apologize for that. And I will see you tomorrow. Have a good one. All right, let's see here.